For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And just a reminder, the Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane, and for expert advice on supplements. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, so please take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so next week you can tune in to Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, today we're going to start out with a discussion of the controversial studies about the uselessness or possibly even harm of taking multivitamin minerals. Then we'll talk with our guest, Heather Gunn, who is a certified nutrition specialist, a licensed dietitian nutritionist, a clinical herbalist, and fitness consultant. And we're going to talk about weight. Perfect subject to start the new year. Okay. Now, more than half of all adults in the United States take some sort of multivitamin, and many do so in hopes of preventing heart disease, cancer, aid with memory, and many other reasons. But a recent editorial published in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine says that using supplements and multivitamins to prevent chronic conditions is a waste of money. And according to Dr. Edgar Miller, professor of medicine and epidemiology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, he's a co-author of the editorial, he said the vitamin and supplement industry is based on anecdote, people saying, I take this and it makes me feel better. Now, I find that odd, which must mean to me that he is not aware of the science and the studies. And those of you who listen to this show often know that we do refer to the science. And I've been at this a long, long time. And the information in the scientific studies is certainly abundant. So let's just look at a little bit of what was said. One of the studies looked at 1,700 patients who previously had heart attacks. They were assigned to take three multivitamins or placebos twice a day for 5 years. However, with more than 50% of the patients stopping their supplements, it was difficult for authors to come to any real conclusion about the vitamin's effectiveness, according to Dr. Miller, who one of the co-authors, who acknowledged that such a high dropout rate would make it very difficult to make any interpretation. So this hardly justifies the conclusion that supplements are a waste of money or useless or even harmful. There was another study they looked at, 6,000 men older than 65 who took either a multivitamin or a placebo for 12 years, and the men were administered cognitive functioning tests, and test results found no differences between the groups. Gladys Block, a professor of nutrition and epidemiology at the University of California, Berkeley, pointed out that the group of men followed in the cognitive study were all physicians with no obvious health problems. These were very well-nourished, very health-conscious people, she said. In fact, she says, none of the studies accurately represents the American population. Now, further, the supporters of these studies insist that the RDA is sufficient for most all individuals. But you've heard this on this show before. That is not true. That is not the case, according to the Institute of Medicine. If you remember, the RDAs, also called the DRIs, Dietary Reference Intake, it's a system of nutrition recommendations developed by the Food and Nutrition Board of the Institute of Medicine of the National Academy of Sciences. They define this as specifically, the definition is specific as a recommendation for levels and tolerable upper limits to meet the needs of 97 to 98% of healthy individuals. And that's the trick. That's the term, healthy, 97 to 98% of healthy individuals. So when we look at the abundance of illnesses that we have, both acute and chronic, statistically, these recommendations do not apply to 76% of the population who would have higher needs for nutrients and would not benefit from the RDAs and the DRIs because of malabsorption syndromes, toxic exposures, medications, those with identified specific nutritional needs based upon genetics, medical history, findings, testing. So they really apply to a relatively small percentage of the population, which is only 24%. So let's go a little further. How safe are supplements? Supplement adverse event reports versus pharmaceutical adverse event reports. Very interesting. Supplements, there were 1,275 reports in 2009, and the pharmaceutical industry had 580,904 reports in 2009. Now, deaths from supplements versus deaths from pharmaceuticals. From supplements, it's 0 to 10 a year. The risk for death from supplements is 0.0001%. Pharmaceuticals, 160,000 to 190,000 per year. Why are supplements so safe? It's very simple. The body regulates your nutrient intake and how you retain nutrients based upon something called homeostasis, and we've talked about this. Unlike medications, then, the nutrients are naturally regulated. If not, each individual, since the beginning of time, we'd all have to know exactly how much of a nutrient is required each day and how much is in each type of food that we eat. Well, that's just impossible. So the body regulates it automatically. So based on the cellular tissue and functional status of nutrients, the body signals the digestive tract for absorption and kidneys for retention to increase or to decrease the availability of nutrients for function. Absorption and retention are highest when deficiency is most severe. Absorption and retention decline as tissue status and function improve. For this reason, it's difficult to achieve toxicity unless one takes extremely high toxic doses long term. We call this overwhelming the gates. There are exceptions. If taking an antacid, the digestive tract's ability to absorb will be significantly impaired, and many medications, especially diuretics, enhance the depletion of numerous vitamins and minerals. So for anybody on those medications, the RDA is absolutely not going to meet your needs. Also, there are genetic mineral toxicity conditions in which the body holds on to and accumulates abnormally high levels, from hemochromatosis, that's the iron accumulation, and copper in Wilson's disease. So this is just an introduction to this subject of, are vitamins and minerals harmful, or are they helpful or hurtful? And, you know, the case isn't closed. You'll never hear a researcher say, We don't need any more information. We have all the information we need. We have all the studies we need. So in the next segment, we are going to be talking with our guest, Heather Gunn. And I wanted to just tell you a little bit about Heather. She is a certified nutrition specialist, a licensed dietitian nutritionist in Maryland, a clinical herbalist, and a fitness consultant. And she holds a Master of Science in Plant Medicine from the Maryland University of Integrative Health. She's a professional member of the American Herbalist Guild, which represents the professionals specializing in the use of plants as medicine. Heather is particularly fascinated with the synergistic plant influence on gene expression in people. And this should be familiar because we've talked about epigenetics, that what we do affects not just our health, it affects the gene expression that we have, whether it's good or bad, and the gene expression of our progeny and their progeny and their progeny for multiple generations. Heather has worked as an herbal medicine compounder and quality control educator in the herb dispensary at the Maryland University of Integrative Health, MUIH. And Heather has a special interest in supporting overall health, weight loss, hormone balance, and stress management. She's deeply rooted in the development of preventive wellness models that are health-focused. And she is a strong believer in functional wellness and the use of nutrition and plants to support quality sleep, improved energy, better concentration, low stress levels, and balanced hormone production. And today, we're going to talk about weight. So if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the day. So please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, as I mentioned in the first segment, today's guest is Heather Gunn, and she's a certified nutrition specialist, licensed dietitian nutritionist in Maryland, a clinical herbalist, and fitness consultant. Our topic is weight management, and Heather has a lot to share with us about plant involvement, nutrition, nutrients. So welcome to the show. And Heather, introduce yourself, and if you have any comments on our first segment when we talked about the usefulness of multivitamins.
Thank you so much, Dana. Thank you for the warm welcome. It's really great to be here. As you stated, I am a licensed nutritionist, and I'm practicing currently with Village Green, the Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, Maryland. I've been in the business for about 7 years, and I'm also, most importantly, a mom of three, which adds a whole different dimension, as our viewers could possibly understand. The nature of my work really involves transforming the lives of people, really getting into the depth of people and really transforming their health into what they want it to be, what they vision or see it as being. I think that sometimes we all have this external need or this external need for a push to get us out of what we know and we're comfortable in and into something that we really want and someplace that we really want to be. So I find this work to be very rewarding. It's particularly rewarding when working with people with weight management challenges. I know and I have found that just having weight issues from in my 20s to in my 30s is a completely different ball game. So we're dealing with a whole new challenge here. Weight loss and weight management, it's an ongoing process that doesn't stop as we get older. So I find it particularly interesting, the topic that you just brought up regarding multivitamins. I, too, have received a flurry of comments and questions from a lot of my clients and via email, especially after this article went up on NPR blog site. There was a contributor that wrote an article on the blog site making a case against taking multivitamins. And as a nutritionist, you know yourself, it's always very interesting when people make these statements. This contributor went on to quote a medical professor from Johns Hopkins University saying that the vast majority of people taking multivitamins and other supplemental vitamins don't need them. I don't need them, so I stopped. Very interesting quote. Of course, my clients contacted me, and I had to talk with them quickly about that. With my practice, we do nutritional deficiency testing regularly. Nutritional deficiencies are huge in this population of people, as you just talked about, just because our food is void of nutrients and we are dealing with toxins on an everyday basis. With all of the nutritional testing that I've done for my clients, not one individual has ever come up without a deficiency. Not one. So it's very interesting to say that the vast majority of people do not need nutritional vitamins or supplements and et cetera. Nutritional deficiencies are also a huge contributor to obesity and the rise in preventable diseases in this day and in age. So the statements made in these studies can be so harmful to a population of people that are really in need of good nourishment.
You know, Heather, I love what you're saying. And just as a reminder to our listeners, we individualize. It is absurd. It's just as absurd to say everybody needs the RDA and just a few people may not qualify. That doesn't meet what the Institute of Medicine says. And it also doesn't account for the individuality that what we call biochemical individuality. Roger Williams coined that term. We understand it now, and we have sophisticated testing. And deficiencies, as you know, may show up in our sophisticated testing before the patient is obviously ill. Rickets, I've seen just a few cases of rickets, but do we have vitamin D deficiency in certain populations and extreme levels? We certainly do, and we can test for that. So, you know, it's like saying one shoe size fits everybody. Everybody, you know, can wear this shoe size or dress size or suit size. It's just scientifically unsound. So I appreciate your comments, and let's roll on the weight loss, because I know our listeners are interested in this subject.
Yes, so of course. So my philosophy here, I operate under the premise that we can have everything that we want. We can have the food that we love, and we can also have the foods that are very good for us. I found that a lot of my clients were really scared of me, which is kind of funny. They're scared of me because they knew I would take away the foods that they love. They want to lose weight, but they want to continue to eat the foods that they enjoy. And honestly, I mean, face it, people do like to enjoy their food. We're built around a culture where food is the centerpiece of many of our activities and our events. And we're trying to balance weight with enjoying life. And so that's the dilemma. How can I get my clients to be able to enjoy life and be a really healthy, adequate weight? So my philosophy is really simple. One, you have to include very key supplements, just as we're talking about, in the right dosage, the right form, the right usage. And that includes foods and herbs into your meal and your daily plan. Most of this, which we will go over in the seminar that we're holding next week. Two, I don't count calories. Don't like counting calories. It's a huge portion of one's day to sit around and count calories. There are other ways to do it. And three, I love my clients to enjoy eating, of course, within like the guidelines that we set. So what we're doing with Village Green Apothecary is we're holding a free seminar beginning next Thursday for a few select Village Green customers that will have to contact me prior to the seminar to become a part of this session. It'll be a session of five integrated meetings that will build off of each session. So we'll have group participation, we'll have specific evidence-based protocols for you to integrate into your weight loss program, and then we'll also have small assignments, not big homework pieces, but small assignments, nothing to worry over, that may take 10 minutes at most for our clients to come back in with the next group session. So we'll go over five extraordinary strategies that they can essentially integrate into their daily habits in order to see major transformation before Valentine's Day. And who doesn't want to look great for Valentine's Day?
You know, that's a good goal. it's a little bit shorter term goal. And how can they contact you? I want to make sure our listeners who are interested in attending these seminars, I'm glad you're doing it. How do they contact you, Heather?
Sure. They can reach me directly at 301-530-0800, extension 1019, or they can email me at Heather, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, at myvillagegreen.com. And I welcome them to do that. It's so important that they contact me prior to, just so that we can make sure that it's a great fit for them and that they can commit to all five of the sessions.
Right. Let's face it, and I know you've done presentations, and I have, and in one session, even if you have a two-hour session, you can't give it all. You can just sort of whet people's appetites, give them a baseline, and give them resources. So I like that you're doing it as a group of five integrative meetings.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. It's very exciting. We're going into 2014 with excitement and gusto, and we're going to give you some really good strategies to jump start and rev your metabolism here. We start with hormones. We talk about hormones. We go into that a little bit, then we go into nutritional deficiencies, as we just discussed. then into supplementation, fitness strategies, and then adrenal function as well. So we're covering five different areas that are vital to metabolism and cellular function.
Excellent. Highlight those five again.
Yes. So we're going into hormone function, nutritional deficiencies, supplementation, fitness, and adrenal function.
Adrenals, my favorite subject. Excellent. So give us a little bit of information about how these different segments, let's start with hormones, for instance, affect weight.
Oh, sure. Hormones, it's huge. It's almost like the one overlooked area when we start to get into fitness, exercise, and health. We start the year with getting into the gym and working out and thinking we're going to make significant changes. But I tell you, it's such a different ballgame when you're in your 30s and you want to make these significant changes. So we got to look at hormones. Hormones, I'm not just talking about women's hormones here, but guys as well. So guys, don't tune us out. Everyone has hormones. They're the body's chemical messengers that move through the body, through the blood to various sites in the body to effectively pass messages and create change in chemical reaction. They can signal everything in your body from telling your body to hold on to weight or telling your body to let go of weight. They signal you to want to eat more, sometimes to want to eat less, to move faster, to sleep more. So essentially your hormones affect cellular metabolism, and when you can be in better control of hormonal activity, you'll be better able to manage your weight. Very sophisticated stuff, but we're going to break it down and make it so much more elementary.
And also, I hear you saying it's for the men who may have tuned us out, that we affect our hormones by our lifestyle, our diet, our supplements, our medications, et cetera. Everything that we do impacts on our hormones, and I don't think people think about that.
Oh, they don't. They don't. And, you know, I've come up with 10 things to let you know that you've got some hormonal imbalance, 10 things. So for the viewers out there, if they're listening, if you guys are listening, write these down. And if you're experiencing them, certainly bring them to us with the weight loss seminar. One is belly fat. If you're experiencing belly fat, that's one signal there, consistent, unexplained weight gain, insomnia, the inability to sleep, low libido or excessively high libido. We don't think about that piece either. Fatigue, fertility issues, acne or facial hair for women, mood changes, digestive disruption, and food cravings. I'm sure most of us women know about that, especially around our cycle time. So 10 things that you can immediately look at and take into account to really understand beforehand, is there something potentially going on? And this could be the reason as to why that last 10 pounds you just can't move or budge.
Okay, well, you've really given us something to get started with. And in the next segment, we'll flush out some of the other commentary you had on deficiencies, supplements, fitness, etc. And for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. And today's guest is Village Green's own Heather Gunn, who's a certified nutrition specialist, licensed dietitian nutritionist, and a clinical herbalist. She's going to be talking to us more about weight management. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's pyridoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Next week, please tune in for Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, today's guest is Heather Gunn, who's a certified nutrition specialist, a licensed dietitian nutritionist in Maryland, a clinical herbalist, and fitness consultant. And our topic is weight management. And I like the way we started. We talked about hormone imbalances, and that impacts on men and women. How do you know you might be out of balance? Well, there are a lot of indicators that Heather gave us. Belly fat, unexpected weight gain, insomnia, increased or decreased libido, and fertility problems, fatigue, acne, facial hair in women, mood changes, food cravings. So don't think that you are not someone having hormone imbalances. So let's talk more about this, Heather, and some of the other aspects of weight management.
So what we're going to go into in very detail, good detail, during the seminar next week is nutrient deficiency. And as we spoke about that a few minutes ago, nutrient deficiencies are very prevalent. It's epidemic in this country. Being overweight and undernourished is huge. We're a very overweight society with very little good, sound nourishment. So we're going to really focus on that. Having enough nourishment really allows our cells to function properly. What that means is hormone levels can be adequate. Your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, can work optimally when nourishment is really sound and optimal. I think that's one key missing piece when you're talking about weight balance, weight management, and really wanting to be that desired or meet that desired goal in terms of your weight. The amount of energy that we expend at rest is your basal metabolic rate. It's the body's ability to generate heat. Now, this action decreases with age, and it increases with lean muscle mass. So you want to make sure that as we get older, we're doing the right things to be on top of our game, essentially. So we counteract our attempt to achieve a healthy weight when we cut calories to starve and deprive ourselves in order to lose the weight. And what we're creating is a multitude of additional problems. So we're robbing ourselves of much-needed nutrients. What it really comes down to with these seminars is what we're doing is we're really educating clients around how important micronutrients are, meaning your vitamins A, your B's, your C's, your minerals, and how important and vital your macronutrients are, speaking of proteins and fats and carbohydrates. How vital these nutrients are to achieving and maintaining proper weight balance. So weight loss is not just about starving and cutting calories, hence why I don't count calories, but it's really about making sure your levels are really optimal. And this is just the big emphasis that we focus on. Instead of being skinny, we focus on being healthy and with solid nutrition. And that's, to me, that's what health is really all about.
Yes, thank you for saying that, because that's my philosophy as well. People come in and they want to know how many calories, and you can eat a lot of junk food on calories, and that's not going to contribute to health. So I always say, let's work on the quality of your diet and getting the foods in that support you and taking the ones out that work against you. So it sounds pretty simple. Of course, it's not as easy to do for some people, because we take away those craving foods, don't we?
Oh, yes, the craving foods, they always get me. I know. I always fall prey to the cravings. And so combating the cravings, we do that essentially with getting our good quality fats and our proteins in our diet, and so that we are very well nourished. When we're very well nourished, those cravings essentially disappear. Cravings can be caused for so many various reasons. Nutrient deficiency is hugely one of them. That's one of the great things I have to point out that we offer within my office in Village Green, is that we offer nutritional testing using the accredited an accredited laboratory to identify these deficiencies. And through this advanced testing done in our office, we can really figure out and pinpoint what could potentially be going on by examining at least 32, 33 different nutrients and how efficiently your cells are using those nutrients. And this is a gem. It's a real gem. It's a window into what is specifically going on with you. So we're tailoring our process of really identifying which nutrients you need. We're custom tailoring it to specifically what you need. And as you said, the RDA, it's a guideline, just minimal enough to keep one from not dying, but not from experiencing optimal health. Optimal health and optimal weight, and that's what we're going for.
Yeah, the optimum word is one I like. The normal range is not really a healthy range. It includes 94.5% of all people walking around, and I think anybody understands that doesn't represent healthy people. So I know that we are kindred spirits here with this idea of getting people in the optimum range. And I always use the bank account as an analogy. We are better off if we have an optimum bank account rather than just enough to get by in the day. And we put money in and we write a check out, and we're tenuous with our sufficiency. So
yes. This,
I always like the bank account scenario, because people understand that and they haven't thought about that. If they're feeling okay and don't have something worth getting in a hospital for, they think they're okay. We call it the walking wounded. And what they don't understand is their bank account of nutrients is diminishing and they're starting to break down.
Oh, very, very good point. Very good point. When you have enough nutrition, your cells are working optimally, theoretically, I believe your weight should be balanced and your health should be very good at the top. And so when we're experiencing excessive, immune dysregulation or gut dysfunction, something is going on. There are little signs there that are telling us there's something at the core that's really going on. So we look at these things with the nutritional testing to identify them. It's something just as a mineral as great as magnesium, for example. When you've got enough magnesium in your body, insulin can function properly and blood glucose is used for energy properly. Magnesium deficiency really does contribute to insulin functioning poorly, and that results in some high blood sugar levels and fat storage. And we really talk about that. We get into this during the seminar. So you're going to get a lot of information during the seminar, free information on top of that, which is great. When we also look at other nutrients like B5. B5 is one of my favorite vitamins in the B vitamin family because it really supports a healthy metabolic rate. We don't really necessarily look at that too much when we go into, you know, our regular doctor's visit. The doctor doesn't ask us essentially, how's your B5 today? But B5 really affects your BMR, your basal metabolic rate. It's a major piece in the weight loss paradigm, and it really supports energy. It supports athletic performance. It supports thermogenesis and increases the heat production in your body. And so if you're feeling really sluggish or tired or that you're really not taking in the nutrients such as fats, carbohydrates, and proteins as well as you need to and converting it into energy, then, you know, it's worth considering what are your B5 levels. And that's what's really great about the nutritional testing.
Well, you know, the B5 is an old standby, and thank you for mentioning it because it doesn't get the kind of press it deserves. It's inexpensive. It's water-soluble, and the toxicity is really not there. I think studies up to 20,000 milligrams, 20 grams a day, still show no problems. And it's an antihistamine. It has an antihistamine reaction. And just to let you know, that doesn't mean it's going to make you tired. It's not like a medication. And it supports the adrenals, which you mentioned earlier, and I know you're going to talk more about. And B5 is, I think it's gold, and we need to talk more about it. And thank you for mentioning it.
Yes, no problem. We will definitely go over so much of this during the seminar. And this is, again, please, you know, before coming and everyone running out, I'm sure it's going to fill up. I do highly suggest that you send me an email first just to confirm that you will be coming to this seminar once again, because we'll be going over so much of this and more that the clients are going to get power pack full of information that they really can use and integrate and make huge changes now.
And that's Heather at MyVillageGreen.com. Now, for those who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living, 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment, The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's show on nutrition. Now, today we've been talking with Village Green's own Heather Gunn, who is a certified nutrition specialist, a licensed dietitian nutritionist in Maryland, a clinical herbalist, and a fitness consultant. And our topic is weight management, perfect for the beginning of the new year. And we talked about the importance of optimizing. And we're not talking about normalizing. Normal ranges are not healthy ranges. We want optimum health. So we want optimum hormone levels, and that it's both males and females, because insulin's a hormone, and we want optimum glucose. We want optimum metabolism. And now we're going to talk a little bit more about diet and supplementation. And thank you, by the way, for covering the specific tests that can be done, Heather. It's so important that, you know, when we can identify where what the deficiencies are, this is science. This is evidence-based medicine at its best.
It really is. That like I did say earlier, it's a gem of a piece that we really utilize to make everyone's protocol so individual. When we can do specific testing for nutrition, for hormone imbalance, for food testing, for allergies, it just makes your protocol so unique and individualized to you, which is something that we're really pushing for in this day and age. We finally come to the realization after years that we're all different. That's one amazing thing. You know, it's common sense, but it's almost like modern science is just figuring this out and really talking about it more, that we're so individual and unique that supplementation, for example, it's just not a one-size-fits-all sort of thing. And that's the very unique and individualization strategy that we really focus on at Village Green. So during the seminar that we're holding on weight loss next Thursday, I believe that's the 9th of January 2014, we are going to cover not only hormones, which we talked about earlier, and nutrition, but also supplementation, which is huge. You know, it's a big topic of conversation. Supplementation is very effective in creating change and transformation internally, and really at the cellular level. Again, at the cellular level is where we want to begin that biochemical process of change. Supplementation and supplements, it's a billion-dollar industry. I believe $28 billion was the last quoted number, and it's highly regulated. It's highly regulated to ensure the safety and efficacy of products being distributed to clients and to our population.
Yeah, I just wanted to insert here that people misunderstand. They'll say, well, they're not FDA regulated. They are. They are regulated. They don't go through the same testing that medications go through. But whenever there's a call for making all supplements prescriptions, the response is, where are the bodies? And that's what we mentioned in the first segment, that the safety range for supplements is extraordinarily good as compared to medications. So just had to plug that in there.
I completely agree with you. It's tightly regulated by the FDA. It's tightly regulated, and that's the wonderful thing about it. The other piece of that is really understanding, although it's regulated, we really have to understand how to take these supplements, how we're taking them. We've got to have an intelligent grasp on that. We have to understand the nature of the company that you're purchasing from as well. What are their qualifications? What are their testing procedures? Do they follow good manufacturing practices? And so those things are really a must. You've got to do your research. Essentially, you want to be sure that you're getting what they say you're getting in each product, that it's gone through rigorous testing and quality control. And that's the piece where your nutritionist really comes into play. Really talking to your nutritionist and coming up with a plan that works for you with some good quality product. With the advent of the internet, we've had so much good information out there and access to this information. This can be great, but, you know, it can also cause some major issues when clients want to look for product that they feel is a great product. So it's really best that you talk with your nutritionist so that you can get some good guidelines and parameters as to what works best for you. And so that's what we're doing with this topic of nutrition and supplementation. Supplements are really effective when you're taking them in the best dosage, in the right form, at the specific time of day that's most appropriate. You want to also make sure that there's no nutrient and drug interaction with anything else that you're taking as well. So we'll go into some really popular supplements that you may have heard of in the market these days, maybe by way of Dr. Oz or some magazine articles as well. Some of the more popular ones that can include the Garcinia, Cambogia, white kidney bean extract, and green coffee bean, all of which we have at Village Green Apothecary. The three of those are wonderful, I think, when dealing with weight loss and really managing your weight and making some transformation. But again, it's really understanding how to take them and when to take them.
Yes, it's, again, we talked about individualizing, and I like that you focused on the right dose, the right form of the nutrient, the timing of taking it, and the potential interactions which can potentiate a nutrient in these nutrient drug reactions or antagonize. So they can be synergists or antagonists.
Yes, we have one really popular one that I just mentioned. The Garcinia has been all over the press and all over the media. There's conflicting results with this, and the research that's been done with it. I've looked at some studies say that, you know, it's very effective, and then some clinical trials say that there's not much change in terms of weight. The most I see consistently is about a 2 to 3 pound weight loss after taking Garcinia. I think, again, though, the key here is knowing when and how to take it. I think Garcinia can be quite effective if you include it with proper diet and exercise as well. So in the right dosage, usually around 1,500 to I think it's 4,500 milligrams per day that clients are taking. So if you're taking a minimal dose, let's say 100 milligrams, you're not going to see much change there. And the other key piece with Garcinia is taking it 30 to 60 minutes prior to your meal. Now, I had one client, Dana, that came in and said, well, I'm taking Garcinia, but, you know, I'm taking it after I eat and I'm only taking it once a day. And I don't see any results. And I said, well, that could be because of the amount that you're taking and the time that you're taking it. But I find that when you take it correctly, it's very effective. I've had many clients, numerous clients, that come in without much change to their diet or exercise, that are reporting great results. Great results. What Garcinia essentially is doing is it's blocking an enzyme, citric acid lysase. It's blocking the lysase from converting carbs into fatty acids. So it really works well with individuals that do have a high carb-based diet. If your diet is really low already in carbohydrates, I don't think you'll see that much change. But I think that clinically, what I've seen overall, good results with Garcinia and including it in a diet 3 times a day with some good exercise and a good, you know, normal healthy diet that we'll go over more in the seminar next week.
Well, you've certainly given us a good rundown, and you emphasize the testing that you do to identify the nutritional deficiencies, and also the history. When you see a client, what kind of history do you take?
My history is very thorough. It's very deep. So when I see a client, we may meet for the first session from 1.5 to 2 hours. And that history, I'm going really back to the beginning from your birth, from childhood, from when you were an infant, essentially. And our questions will maybe range from everything from were you nursed or were you bottle-fed and what foods did you eat and what was your living environment like. So we go through a deep history from the very beginning. I also have my clients write down an entire list of all the medications that they're taking. I have them bring in lab work, any significant lab work that they feel is very vital and important to what's going on with them at the moment. I also have them go into their beginning stages of adolescence and pre-adulthood, and et cetera. So we go through everything from how their immune system functioned during that time to their gut function at the time, because essentially that's where it begins, in the very beginning. In the very beginning, it sets the stage for how we experience health as adults in this day and age. So it starts from childhood. And the patterns that we see today in this day and age are set in then. So we go through all of that.
You know, that's very thorough, and most anybody in alternative medicine takes a thorough history, which is when you think of traditional medicine in a 15 or even 30-minute appointment, it is not feasible to get a thorough history of a patient. Even those who have fairly simple health conditions, and I always go back pre-birth when I talk to people, because I love this timeline, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because it also helps us identify what could have come in that triggered certain problems, like having mono as a teenager and chronic fatigue as an adult, and when things started to go south. But you gave us a lot to think about, Heather, and I'm going to thank you for being on the show and at the same time remind people they can contact you at heather@myvillagegreen.com. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Dana.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, and that gives us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.